Glory to Jesus Christ. Next weekend, there will be a special occasion in our church because we will have a copy of icon of Our Lady of Klokočovo here. Bishop Milan decided that, and he made a very good and wise decision, I think, because we got last year as a gift from Eparchy of Košice this icon as Eparchy of Parma. And this year is 350th anniversary of the miracle which happened there when this icon, not this, but previous icon, started to weep as an answer to prayer of people who gathered in the church and were begging for protection from enemies. And so Bishop Milan decided that in this year, because we have this, this icon will go from parish, to visit each parish. And I understand his decision, and I think that it's a very good decision, especially for this time in which we live now. But I have to explain you something about Klokočovo, this place when this miracle happened. Well, it was always known by this miracle, but real, like this blooming place of pilgrimage, when people were going and to ask Mother of God for help, it became during communists. And despite of all these obstacles communists put to the way of people and these threats and everything, actually more threats they made, more people came. But this place was really packed with people who came to beg, to pray to Mother of God. And people were bringing a lot of intentional requests, things which were on their hearts, problems. And priests who were hearing confessions there, they say, many of them, they say the same: if I can talk, I would tell about many miracles. I know that because my father was one of these priests who was hearing confessions at all time, even under threat. He didn't have permission for that, as many other priests from government. They were really putting their jobs really to danger, and even they were risking more bigger persecution, but thanks God, never happened anything. So he was always like changed when he came back for this pilgrimage, because even he couldn't talk, he said, you cannot be changed if you hear so many testimonies of God's grace. Bishop Hirka, who ordained me, and at the time he was not bishop yet, he always said during homilies there that it's great to be here, because it was encouragement for him in faith to see so many people to come to pray, and it was giving hope in the time when many people were betraying their faith in exchange of good career or good position or some kind of protection in this life. Because if you were active Christian, many doors were closed for you in your life at that time. And we knew that, that many who are weak in faith, they really put God aside a little bit, or they put it to a very private corner. And it was not easy to live with that. This is why he said that it's always huge, like, spiritual boost for him to be on this pilgrimage, seeing these thousands of people who came with despite of all threats and dangers, and they came to give testimony of their faith, but especially they came to beg for strength from above, for many things. When we got freedom, bishops decided to do as a part of spiritual renewal of our eparchy. At the time it was just one eparchy, eparchy of Prešov, that this icon, copy of this icon, will go from parish to parish, that this icon will visit each church in the eparchy. It took like 5 or 6 years, because it was always 1 week for each church. And it was very powerful. When it was my turn to have this icon in my parish, it was my second assignment. I just came to the parish 3 months before this icon came. It was scheduled. And it was not easy parish. It was very, there were a lot of problems, divisions, fights. Not a lot of people were coming to the church. My priest who was there before me, he told me when we came to take a look, you know, he said, I give you 1 year and you will be begging bishop to transfer you. And it was true. It was a bad situation. We saw that immediately. I don't say the bad people. I just said that everything was so broken that it was almost, I thought, how it is possible to put it together, this parish? It's impossible. Because this brokenness was so deep and so bad. What to do? Many, even priests, they thought that bishop is punishing me that he gave me this parish. Maybe he was, who knows. And I knew that it's impossible for me as a person to do something there. But think about this icon coming. Think about all these miracles which happened in Klokočov, in lives of people. Somehow I connected my hope with change, with this icon, with Mother of God. So I asked those few people who were coming to the church, so let's pray 10 days before coming icon. Let's pray and ask for her prayers, for her presence, for her help. So we were praying hard for these 10 days. And I tried to send a letter to each house, and I said, come and pray to Mother God. Simply words. And it happened this way, that when icon was coming from another parish, so they stopped in the beginning of the township. And this is the sign, voice, that this township starts here. So they stopped there, and procession from the church always came to meet icon in this border of this. And then together, procession, we went through church, and icon went through almost all these townships. So I announced that, okay, this will be evening, already be dark, it was November. I said, take candles and we will go in procession to greet this icon, greet Mother of God. And then we will return to the church, we will have a liturgy, we will pray. Let's meet in the church to start this procession. When I came to the church and we were about to start the procession, there are altar servers, maybe so many as those who are sitting in this pew, and maybe 20 people. And I was so disappointed. I said, there is no hope. And in this mood, we started this procession, these few people. We went down from the church. It was in the middle of this township. And we started to walk towards the beginning of this township. And I was so sad that I was trying to pray or beg. I didn't like were paying attention to what was going on, because I even didn't want to look around me, not to make this sadness deeper. When we were halfway, somebody told me from our man, he said, well, Father, we don't have enough candles. I said, enough candles? No, we don't have. I said, we took so many. And look, I turned and we're turning behind. I saw like sea of light. You know what? Everybody came. On our way, they joined us. Everybody came. Even those gypsies who never came to the church, they came and they joined us in this procession. And I know that this is the beginning of miracle for this parish. The procession back took hours. We had liturgy. Majority of people stayed outside in this cold weather because there was no place in the church. And when we had this, we were singing these tichiras to Mother of God, it took like 45, 50 minutes until people who came to kiss the icon changed all them. It was nothing. Day by day, it was a new miracle. Many people came for confession like 20, 30 years, after 20, 30 years. Neighbors who didn't talk for eternity, they visited each other and they made peace and they became friends again. Gypsies who came and they were never coming, they asked me what we are supposed to do because we want to put to order things. So then I had in preparation like 30 to prepare for Holy Communion, for confirmation. It was great time after. But this miracle continued. When I came, this parish was black hole of a party of pressure. Mother of God changed that. She increased this number of people who came for daily liturgy from these 7 people. When I was leaving this parish after 10 years, remember, the priest gave me 1 year. More than 80 people for daily liturgies we had. I don't say that everybody became a saint, but majority started journey to God. For me, this was a miracle, because parish, which was black hole, became very good parish within a few years. And it started when people came to Mother of God, when they started to beg. And this brokenness which was there, this brokenness not only in relationships, but this brokenness in life of faith, this weakness of faith which was in many lives, this ignorance towards God. People who were not coming to the church for years, they started to come. They make peace with God in their souls through reconciliation. They started. This was necessary and this miracle. And this is why I was very happy when Bishop Milan decided to do the same things here. Well, because look, we are in the, not our parish, I would say that, but our society has this experience now of the same brokenness. We have people whose faith was challenged during these days, and they failed. Maybe because they didn't understand their faith at first. Look, we say that we believe in God, but we're afraid of come to worship Him. We say that we want to go to heaven, but we go away from the source, from the Eucharist, which is, as we hear in the words, for eternal life. Christ says that if you are not going to eat and my body and drink my blood, you will not have life in yourself. This is what we believe as a Catholics. But because of some kind of elected official says us no, we say no to God. We say no to the source of life. So where is our faith? We say that we believe that God is there, that we receive Holy God, but we demand church to do some kind of circus about Eucharist. What is our faith? Where is our faith? We believe that God is the one who gives us all blessings, good things. I just read this week, again a little bit from Saint Theophan the Recluse, and he dedicates like 100 pages of his book, this manual for spiritual life, 100 pages how to raise children from pregnancy of mother, how the mother should take care of herself because everything has impact on spiritual state of children. And he says step by step what is important, and he says if you neglect this, you put huge obstacles for salvation of your child, because they can, because you don't put this firm basis for receiving of faith. And what we see now, thanks God that we have a lot of very responsible and faithful families. I am very thankful to God for that, because it's a very good example. But I am not talking about pressure, I'm talking society. We see the parents, hey, we have to protect our children, even they are almost 100% safe against this virus. We have to protect them. So we are not going to take them to the church, and look, those children, these babies, and they are out from church for 3-4 months now. Can you imagine how huge spiritual damage for whole this generation comes? Where is our faith? God teaches us something, but we follow many times. We pretend. We want it our way. God says, tells us commandments, and we say, it's different time, it's modern time and everything, you know. How many commandments God gives us as these instructions how to receive eternal life? We ignore them. But if somebody tells us, you must do this because of this virus, and it is not God, it is sinful person, just a person. And we don't know intentions which are behind this person. So we bow down because somebody from government said something. We bow down and we put God on the side. This is my God. I will obey this God on earth. But I will not obey God's commandments. This is what we see in our society. And it is damaging our faith. We all are afflicted by that. So there is a big brokenness in the church. We are relatively fine here, but well, many of our parishes, they lost over more than 50% of people. Many. We have to be thankful to God that, well, He gave us grace of stronger faith. Isn't it reason to come to our mother and to beg, may she ask his son to make miracles as he did on these precious pilgrimage places? We need help from above because we people, we will be not able to do anything. I don't want this, my sermon, to be some kind of advertising for this icon to come. I just want to share my experience that if we come and we come to, and we approach Mother of God during this occasion with humble heart, with paining heart, with this our need for help. It's my experience that a miracle will happen in our lives. So we will start on Friday. We will pray. Special service. Supplication, asking for help. On Saturday, church will be open for the private prayer, so please, from 9 o'clock morning, please use this time, even if you can, even 5 minutes. But leave your heart here. And the conclusion will be on Sunday after the liturgy. Do you want a miracle in your heart? In your life, in the life of friends and relatives. Please ask her for that. And this miracle will happen if our faith is real.